It's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. How was your weekend? Did you get any relaxation in? Any projects done? Weather? How is it going for you? It was very sunny here. It was glorious. And got some front landscaping stuff done. Fire pit built. The garden is getting even more set up. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited for that. But let's get into our weekly wisdom for today. And it's going to be a series, my friend. All right. And there's a couple reasons for this. But primarily, I think, like, I continue to see a lot of women specifically, or folks on the margins too, who are very interested in launching their own business. And I've done it for a number of years now. And there's pros that I've learned, some cons that I've learned, but I wanna say that's very specifically your journey. If you decide to do this, this is your journey. I know there's things out there, we're gonna discuss it down the road. But there's things out there that are like, here's the secret. You have to do this or you won't be a successful business owner. And frankly, I call BS on that one because it's your journey. I just keep repeating myself around that. This is your own feminine sage wisdom, right? This is your own wisdom within at work. Okay, so we'll go back to that upcoming videos. Okay, now let's discuss one, if you're ready to launch your own business. Well, let's just discuss that in general. But two, very specifically, I have the question for you. Are you a woman who wants to launch a business, but with soul? And we're going to discuss that for the next few weeks. But very specifically, I want to bring up, I should have gotten the tripod out. Very specifically, I want to bring up this aspect of doing business with soul, okay? And we're going to get into more details. I don't want to drop that right now, but one way, very specifically, that I have found out what business looks like for me, as well as doing work and life and stuff with soul, is this aspect of exhaustion. And I know the world has a lot going on, and we've all worked through a pandemic for a few years, right? There's always something in this world in a big level that makes us go, it's heavy. It's very heavy. But what we're talking about today very specifically is exhaustion in your work, or if you're between things, the exhaustion of your past work. Okay. And when you're doing somebody else's vision and mission, this is like a, dare I say, like a chronic exhaustion, not episodic per se. So when you're doing somebody else's vision and mission for their org, their entity, if they're a solopreneur, one-stop shop, whatever, but you continue to feel the exhaustion or that lack of alignment or the Mondays or Sunday scaries, had those before, okay? So I ask this question because I would argue, just from my own perspective, that when you do things with soul, the exhaustion is a little less, okay? Doesn't mean it's not like there, or it's, you know, this is an imperfect thing because it's journeying in this, you know, world with a lot of variables. But the reason why I bring it up today as part one of this chatting series about doing business with soul is this fact of when you launch your business, you still need to think of the exhaustion. Sorry, pro tip. But also, when you're in your work right now or you're thinking of your past work history, what's made you exhausted? Why? Very, very important question is the why. And dig into that further. We always talk about digging in. But two points I want to say before I end this video is when you think of this exhaustion for their vision and mission, number one, how do you feel about it? What makes you go, this is draining for me as a being, right? Because we have our own unique, you know, areas of improvement, strengths, how we show up in this world, et cetera, and what calls to us. I believe that. So what exhausts you and why on the deepest of levels? Number two. So, okay, number one, back to that. Feel that out. Really feel it out. Reflect on it. Record it. Think, just go out in nature for a second, or maybe get off the devices and just take a minute and really reflect on that and where it carries you, okay? Number two, what did my note say? Okay. So one thing I want to say too is when you look at their vision and mission, it doesn't necessarily mean it's all bad, right? You're doing this job for a reason, okay? Sometimes it's just a paycheck. Let's be honest about that. No shade, no shame. But number two, when you read their vision or their mission, etc., what sings to you in it? Are you an educator at heart? Are you a guide? Do you hold space? Do you like the demographic that you work with? Unpack that a little bit, because just because you are meant to do your own vision and mission someday doesn't mean you can't find really cool breadcrumbs along the way, right? I believe in that. Nothing is ever wasted, no time. And you have learned things along the way. Okay. So part one, let's go over this exhaustion piece, especially if you've always wanted to launch your own business, or you're like sitting here in your work and you're like, I can't keep doing this job thing in this way. I have to do something different. And guess what? Side hustles are okay. Just saying. Although watch your paperwork and your policies with your work environment. Sometimes they don't like that. So just saying that. But ultimately, think about it this week. Were you exhausted? Literally, record that down and we'll discuss later. Record it and unpack it, okay? I hope you have a beautiful week. We made it through the video, not to jinx it. The girls are good. And if you ever need anything from me, femininesagewisdom.com, you know where to find me. And we're gonna come back next week with part two with another question or another prompt about launching a business with soul, okay? Talk to you later, bye.
How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.